AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Johar Tsarnaev stands convicted on all charges in the Boston Marathon bombing. AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports the defendant showed little emotion as the verdicts were read.
The courtroom was packed with survivors of the bombing as well as relatives of people who died in the bombings. There was a silence that came over the courtroom before the verdicts were read. The judge's clerk advised everyone to remain completely silent. As the verdicts were read, Mr. Tsarnaev looked down at a defense table and fidgeted a lot. He looked more somber than we've seen him.
The same jury will now decide whether the 21-year-old should be executed or shown mercy for what his lawyer says was a crime masterminded by his big brother. The man who shot the cell phone video that put a South Carolina police officer in jail on a murder charge says he did not hear the white officer give any warning before he fired 8 times at the back of a black man. This North Charleston resident visiting the site of the shooting says he feels police intimidation is an issue in his town.
The problem with the police here in North Charleston is they take an adversarial approach to everyone in the community.
President Obama is in Jamaica. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports this is a stopover on the way to the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
The stopover includes meetings with Jamaican leaders and the 15-nation Caribbean community, plus a town hall with Caribbean youth. Then it's on to the once every 3 years Americas Summit for talk on trade, immigration, and drugs. This is also the first summit to include Cuba, so it'll mean Obama's first face-to-face meeting with Raul Castro since last December's move to reopen ties.
The Secret Service has placed a high-ranking supervisor on administrative leave, suspended his security clearance after what it calls allegations of misconduct and potential criminal activity. This is AP Radio News. California is now naming and shaming water wasters as the state's drought intensifies. Governor Jerry Brown says it's up to hundreds of local agencies from small irrigation districts to the city of Los Angeles to make sure California has enough water to get through it.
We have to make it work the best we can. In a world of somewhat dysfunctional politics, we're going to strive for a very functional water response.
The excuses cities have given for pitiful conservation, including hot weather and earlier cutbacks, are no longer a free pass. Veteran CBS newsman Bob Schieffer says he'll retire this summer. He started with the network in 1969, serving as interim anchor of the evening news after Dan Rather's exit, then saying,
"Spending this last year and a half helping to shape and sometimes guide this great news organization has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life."
He announced his plans at his alma mater in Texas. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.